Try to catch up. Okay, today's daf is Ayin Gimel, but we're up to the Mishnah on towards the end of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. A Mekadosh is a Isha al Menashe Ein Aleha Nedarim. Person, he does Kiddushin. So Kiddushin is stage one. Yeah, are you marrying the woman when he makes a conditional Kiddushin. The condition is that she doesn't have any vows upon her. The Nimtzu Aleha Nedarim. Grab the wrong one. The Nimtzu Aleha Nedarim, and it turns out that she does. So the marriage is not valid because it was a mistake. So he married her on a condition. The condition is not true. It's not fulfilled, and therefore the marriage just doesn't happen. So Eina Mekadeshes, not married at all. Konsa Stam v'nimtzu aleha b'nedarim. That's what aleha b'nedarim. If he, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this konsa, but konsa means nisuin. Yeah, that means they started living together. And so that means that's stage two. And then he found out that she had some vows on her. Is then Teitze Shaloi Biksuba. She goes out and she doesn't get a ksuba. So notice here, it doesn't say Eina Mekudeshes. It doesn't say that the marriage is not chal. All it tells you is that there's no ksuba. He doesn't have to pay the ksuba because it's her fault. She had vows she wasn't supposed to. So no ksuba. We'll see exactly what the situation was in the Gemara. Al Menashe Ein Bo Mumin, if he marries the woman on condition that she has no blemishes, the Nimtzu Bo Mumin, and then it turned out that there were blemishes, Eina Mekudeshes, so again, then the marriage is not valid, is not chal, because the condition wasn't fulfilled, and then Konsastam, then he went and they had Nisuin, without saying anything, he didn't repeat the conditions or anything, the Nimtzu Bo Mumin, and then it turned out, then they found out there were Mumin, Teitzes Lebek Suba. So again, the marriage happens, but she does not entitled to a ksuba because he got a bad deal. That's her fault. And kol hamumim place him a kain and place him an oshim. And in a general statement, that what's the definition of a blemish? When he just says blemishes, I mean, different people might think that blemish is different. What's a mum? So he says the definition of a mum is based on the halachas of a mum for a kain. A kain who has a mum is not allowed to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So those mumin generally are listed in Chumash and Parshas Emor, and the Mishnah goes through them in Bechoris to give you the detail. Okay, so that's the definition of a mum. Okay, so the Gemara, first question the Gemara asks is that this exact Mishnah is found in Masechet Kiddushin, word for word. So the Gemara says it's not namigabi Kiddushin kihai gavna. We learned also in Kiddushin exactly the same Mishnah. So what do we need the same thing twice? Why does it have to tell me the same exact stuff twice? Answers the Gemara. Hacha ksubas istrichale. We're learning Masechta ksubas. So here we're interested in those cases where it talks about teitze shelo b'ksuba. Because we want to know about the ksuba. So it's telling her when is she not entitled to the ksuba. And therefore, once it's mentioning that, tana kiddushin, not the ksuba. So it gives you the cases where the marriage doesn't take place in the first place. And it gives you the cases where the marriage takes place, but she doesn't get a ksuba. So that's but the main thing we're interested in this Masechta is a Ketubis. And Hossam, Kiddushin is Trichalei. There, it's learning about Masechta Kiddushin. So there, the main thing it's interested in is the cases where the Kiddushin is not Chal. Yeah? But once it gives you that case, it's Tana Ketubis, not the Kiddushin. It mentions the cases where it is Chal and there's no Ketubis. And there's no Ketubis just as a to fill in the whole scenario. Yeah? So one part is about Ketubis, one part is about Kiddushin, and therefore they put it in both places so that you would get the full picture. Amra, what sort of vows are we talking about when we say that the marriage is not chal if she had the vows, when the condition was that she shouldn't? Again, these are things we talked about called inui nefesh, something that afflicts her soul, that she's not going to eat meat, she's not going to drink wine, and she's not going to wear nice clothes. Those are all afflictions. Tanami hachi. We have a brisa backing up Rabbi Yochanan. Be'elin adorim amru. Which nadorim does it apply to? Dvarim sheyeshbem inu nefesh. Things where there's an affliction of the person, not just stam something which doesn't do any damage. Which is, for example, she makes a vow, or she has a vow on her that she's not allowed to eat meat, she's not allowed to drink wine. Ve'loishu diskasha b'detzivonim. So that's the brisa. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to say, referring to this statement that the nedarim that we're talking about is only these types of nedarim is Havi bar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa was wondering. The word Havi is usually he was sort of talking to himself, like he was wondering about this. Hey, which case, when it says Be'elu Nedarim Omru, which Nedarim are we talking about? Which part of the Mishnah is that referring to? Ilem Ereisha, if he's talking about the first part where he actually makes it Tznai. Yeah, Hamakarish the Isha Almanas, She'ein Alei Nedarim. He makes a condition that there's no Nedarim. So what do I care whether it's Inu or Nefesh or not? He made a condition that there's no Nedarim. Kevin de Kakopid, if he is Makpid, he cares even about any sort of vow. Is Afilu Kol Milinami? Then any sort of Neder should also make the condition invalid. Why only these ones? Ella Seifa must be referring to the bit where Kansa Stam Venimtsu Alei Nedarim. We said that if he had the chuppah and he did nisuin without saying anything, and then he found out there was nedarim, teitzas lo b'ksuba, so then what sort of nedarim are you talking about there? Is that the ones that are inui nefesh? So that's how Rav Papa looked at it. Rav Ashi amar la'ilam ha'reisha. No, I can say it's going back on that reisha. When he makes a condition, he's marrying the woman on condition there are no vows. And that's where it says that what sort of vows applies only inui nefesh. Why? But he said no vows at all. Says Rav Ashi, midi de kopta bo inchi have a kpeide kpeida in things that people generally care about. So when he cares about it, that's called something valid that you can care about. Midi le kopta bo inchi, something that nobody cares about, le have a kpeide kpeida. He can't make up some new thing that he does care about it. And the assumption is that nobody cares about vows that are not to do with inu nefesh. You know, if she makes a vow that she's not going to cross the road, yeah, so nobody cares about that. So when he cares about it, that also doesn't count. That's what Rav Ashi says. Okay, now let's understand exactly what has happened over here with this Kitsha and then Kansa Stam. The Kansa Stam bit is intriguing. What do you mean Kansa Stam? So let's start with Itmar. Kitsha al Tznai. So the Kiddushin, stage one of the marriage, was done with a condition that there's no vows on her. The Kansa Stam, when it came to Nisuin, so then the Chuppah was 6 months later. So it means he made Kiddushin and he says, Arema Kedushas Li Almanasta Ein Alei Nedarim. And she didn't say anything, so he assumed that there's no Nedarim on her. Yeah. Then what happened was 6 months later they went to the Chuppah and he didn't repeat, I'm going to the Chuppah Almanasta Ein Alei Nedarim. He just did a Stam. He went and had the Chuppah. And they moved in together. And next thing he knows, there's Nedarim on her. And he goes, whoa, that wasn't what I was planning. Is what happens, is Rav Omar Tzricha Menaget. Rav says, because he didn't repeat the condition at the time of the Chuppah, and the Nisuin, therefore, they're married. The marriage is Chal. Not like if he would find out straight away, then the Kiddushin's invalid because the Tznai wasn't fulfilled. But when he does the Nisuin without repeating the Tznai, says Rav, therefore the marriage does take effect, and she needs a get. She won't get a ksuba because it's her fault that there's a problem. But married they are, and he needs to give her a get. That's what Rav says. Shmuel lamar ain't tzrich a get. Him and a get. Shmuel says that because he made the condition at the beginning, he does not need to repeat the condition again when they have the chuppah and go and live together, when they're doing the suin. And therefore, even though he found out only afterwards, is the marriage not valid in the first place, and she doesn't even need a get. Okay, so that's an argument between Rav and Shmuel. What's the basis of this argument? Is Omer Abaye, Abaye says, top of the page, lo yitem atayim at the Rav. You should not think that the reason of Rav is that Kevin Shekonsa Stama Chule Achle Letznoi. That what's the psychology of this? That because he didn't repeat his condition, that shows that he has been Boichel. He's gone back on the condition and he says, now I don't mind. We cannot assume that just because he didn't say anything, that he has retracted his original condition. That's not what Rav is getting at over here. It's subtly different. Ella, time of the Rav is, the fisha ain Odom Eisa Bilosa Bilasnus. The reason why Rav says she needs a get is because we have a chazaka. Sure. We have a chazaka that a person, when he comes to have intimacy with a woman, he doesn't do it in a way which is immoral, which is out of wedlock, whatever you want to call it, a ilaznus. Yeah, and therefore, when he did it stam, yeah, he was doing it l'shem kiddushin, l'shem marriage. Yeah, his biyah was l'shem kiddushin. Yeah, even if there are nedarim on her. That means that the logic is subtly different. It's not the pshat that he was moichel in the tznai. He still doesn't want her to have any dorim on her. Yeah? But what's the pshat? that he says to himself, I think that there are no nedarim on her, and therefore when I'm doing this be'ila, I'm having in mind that it should be kiddushin, should be marriage. Yeah? Not that he's now happy to have the vows. And that's why, according to Rav, the marriage is chal, because he wants to protect himself. He says, I think there's no vows. If there were vows, if I knew there were vows, I wouldn't do it. But because I'm doing it, therefore I want to say that it's going to be l'shem kiddushin anyway, because I don't want my be'ila to be a bilas nus. Yeah? So if I find out that I'm wrong later, then I don't want it to have been an immoral be'ila. Therefore the be'ila counts, and therefore she's married. But she's still not going to get a ksuba, because he's still angry that he didn't want her to have vows on her. Yeah, but the marriage is chal, because his be'ila would have been done the shem kiddushin, and therefore Rav says that she needs a get from him. So that's Rav's logic, and Shmuel doesn't hold of that logic to say ein adam oisur bilas bilas nus, and he will say no. When he did and went and did this be'ila, he still had in mind, I'm doing this intimacy, but on the condition that she hasn't got the vows, like I said before. And he's still relying on his original condition, and nothing's changed. And therefore, if it turns out she has vows, the condition is still applicable, and the marriage is not valid in the first place, and there's no get is required. So that's the argument between Rav and Shmuel. Fredi Gemara, hapligi b'chara zimna. This argument about whether we say somebody does bilas or bilas nus, when a person does an act with a woman, do we assume that he's doing it l'shem marriage, even if there's evidence to the contrary, because a person does not want to feel that his be'ila is being is outside of wedlock. And then we have a semachlikus in a different case. So why do we need to argue twice? What do they say in a different case? The itmar, ketana shalemina. You had a girl who was married off by her mother or her brother under the age of 12. So it's not marriage deraisa. That means the father's dead. And so the mother married her off under the age of 12. That marriage is only midrabanon, and she is entitled, when she gets to the age of 12, she can say, no, don't like him, and she does miyun, and she just walks out. No get required. I mean, the marriage was never there in the first place. What happens if she does not do miyun? She got to the age of 12, and she grew up, and she became an adult, and they were together for a while, and they had some intimacy for a while, vihigdila, and then she says, when she gets to the age of 13, let's say, she says, oh, actually, I didn't mean it. And she walks out. Va'amda v'nisa, so she goes and marries somebody else. Yeah? So is she married to the second guy or not? Is Rav Amar ein sricha get misheni? Rav says she doesn't need to get a get from the second guy. Because when she was with the first guy, even though the marriage, when she was under 12, she can invalidate. But the fact is that she stayed with him over the age of 12, and they had some time together. And during that time when they had intimacy, the guy would have known that the marriage when she was under 12 doesn't really count. So when he did the intimacy after the age of 12, he was intending that that will be l'shem kiddushin, because he doesn't want it to be just nus, just stama, an affair, one night stand, whatever. Yeah, he wants it to be a marriage. And therefore, they are married, not because of the marriage when she was a child, but because of the marriage now. And therefore, when she goes and marries somebody else, well, hang on, she's already married, and therefore she doesn't need a get from the second guy. So this is the same thing as Rav is saying. Because a person, when he does his acts of intimacy, he doesn't want it to be znus, therefore it must be the same marriage. So it's the same logic as what he's saying over here. That when a person does an act of intimacy, he does it not the same znus. And Shmuel Amar Tzricha get Misheni. Shmuel says argues the same lines as here. Shmuel says we don't say that logic, and therefore she was never married to the first guy, and therefore she needs to get from the second guy. Yeah? So we have the same logic leading us to two separate scenarios, but why do they have to argue in two different cases? Why don't they just say a general machlokes? That Rav says in general a person never makes his be'ila or bilas nos, and Shmuel says he does. And then that argument applies to whatever case you can dream up. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, they needed to argue in both different cases, because there's different parameters. The Iba Ithmar Bahahi, in the case of the girl who grew up, if they just from discussing that case, I would have said Bahi Kama Rav. That's where Rav says that the Be'ila that the guy did after she turned 12 was for the sake of marriage, Mishum Delekatna, because he never made a condition that he doesn't want her to have vows. There's no condition at all. Yeah, so when the guy continues living with her and has intimacy with her, then it would make sense to say that he's not doing it for znus, that he wants it to be for marriage. And therefore, and she could get Misheni.
Also on her part, she stayed on, so she probably wanted to
be. Okay, so both ways, yeah. But really, no, the question is really whether he was not meaning to do it because of the. So in our case, because of the vows, she doesn't care about the vows. It's him who cares about it. So that's what we're discussing here. But yeah, I mean, it has to be consensual. Like they're both. They both have to be intending to get married. You can't marry a woman without her consent either. Yeah. So Rav says that you. I would have thought that in the case of the child growing up, where there were no preconditions that says on the nas anything, and they stay together after she's an adult. So therefore, Rav. That's where Rav says that it wouldn't have been a bilas nus. It would have been the shem kiddushin, avo baha. But over here, where he made a condition, I'm marrying her on condition that there's no vows by the kiddushin. And then when it comes to the nesuin, he didn't repeat himself. Is maybe bahad ikatna, since he made that condition originally. So we know that he didn't want to marry her if she had vows. Is ema moedel el Shmuel. So maybe in that case he would agree with Shmuel that even though he had a nesuin with her, that act of intimacy was not l'shem kiddushin. It was still relying on the first. Maybe l'shem kiddushin was relying, but it was still almanas. It was still relying on the first condition that he made when he did the kiddushin, and therefore maybe there's no marriage, and maybe he would agree that there's no get required. And if they only argued about the case of our Mishnah, where he married her on condition, I would say, that's where Shmuel says that she doesn't need a get, because since he said in the first place that he's marrying on condition that there's no vows, so that condition continues through, and therefore she's not married. But in the case where she was a child who grew up, and no one said any conditions, and they seem to be living together after she was an adult, and then she walked out. Maybe in that case, Shmuel would agree with Rav that in that case it was l'shem kiddushin, and they're married, and therefore she doesn't need a get from the second guy. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, they needed to argue in both cases. Okay. Now let's look a bit further. Let's delve deeper into the actual din in the Mishnah. Tznah. We learned in the Mishnah. Konsa stam. So he married a woman. So konsa means nisuin. Yeah, they did nisuin. Stam, he didn't say anything at the time about whether he cared about vows or not. The nimtzu alein adarim, and then it turned out he found out afterwards that she had vows on her. Teitzei shelo biksuba, so she doesn't get a ksuba. That means the marriage takes effect. Yeah, the marriage takes effect, even though. So at face value, the Mishnah is talking about kiddushin. He made a condition. Kiddushin, he made a condition that he doesn't want that a manas that there's no vows. Nisuin, he didn't make any conditions. So what does it say? Konsastam, there were no conditions. That she goes out without a ksuba. So she's forfeited her rights to the ksuba. Is ksuba hodoloi boy? That means no financial thing. He doesn't have to pay for it. Hagita boy. But that implies, teitzesh lebi ksuba implies there's a get, but there's no ksuba. Because otherwise it would have just said enu mekudeshes. Yeah, or enu tzricha get, or something like that. By saying teitzesh lebi ksuba means there's a get, but there's no ksuba. So why is there a get and a no ksuba? It must be, my love, because kitshal tonight. And we assume that the Mishnah, we're taking the Mishnah at face value, we assume we're talking about where when he made the Kiddushin, he made it a conditional Kiddushin, on the Nas, that there's no, on condition there's no Nidorim. And then Konsastam, and then when he went to the Nisuim, he did not repeat himself, he just kept going, and they had the Chuppah, yeah? And what are we saying? That the marriage takes place. Because Teitzesh Lo Biksuba means that there's a get. And that is what Rav said, Tzricha Emen Aged. According to Shmuel, and it's Tzricha Aged. So why say Teitzesh Lebek Suba? It should say, Einu Mekadeshes, like it did in the first place. Yeah, if the condition keeps carrying through to Nisuin, then just like it started off with Einu Mekadeshes, it should have said also Einu Mekadeshes. The same thing. It's to Yuf to the Shmuel. So this is a Kashan Shmuel, because this implies that when he didn't repeat the condition at the time of Nisuin, then a get is required, and Shmuel said it's not. Answers the Gemara, Loi. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about that part of the Mishnah that says, Konsa Stam, yeah, that the marriage takes effect and all that happens is she loses the Ksuba, is where Kitsha Stam but Konsa Stam. There were no conditions in the first place. It's a separate thing. It's not continuation. That if you made Kiddushin on condition and then continued under the Nisu without condition. It's a brand new thing. Konsa Stam means even the Kiddushin was Stam. There were no conditions at all. Why should she lose the ksuba? Because it's so the marriage is chal because there were no conditions. Why did she lose the ksuba? Because he says, I can't live with such a woman and it's your fault, we're getting divorced, so I'm not paying a ksuba. Because like we've been learning, that whenever it's her fault, she doesn't get a ksuba. Whenever it's his fault, then she does get a ksuba. So he says, you're a vowish, You're a vowish type of lady. I can't live with you. I didn't know that. So the marriage is chal, but I'm not paying a ksuba. Get lost. Yeah, that's what we. That's what he's explaining. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, one second, if that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so what are you telling me? But like we thought, yeah, the case that we thought it was talking about, where the Kiddushin had a condition, and the Nisuin didn't have a condition, you're going to tell me that Hachinam Yidloi Boi Gita, you Shmuel, are going to tell me that she doesn't need a get. Because since you made a condition on the Kiddushin carries through all the way to Nisuin. Is if that's the halacha, Mr. Shmuel, is Aratani when the Mishnah is telling us, why does it tell me only, so the words of the Mishnah, it implies that when he's Mekadesher, and then he found out straight away that there's Nedorim, then the marriage is not valid. But if it's true that even when he went through with Nisuin, it's still not valid, the Mishnah should have told me the bigger Chiddush. Listen, it should tell us that Kansa Stam, that it, well, as long as the Kiddushin had a condition, then even if the Nisuin was Stam, the Nimtzu Olah Nedorim, and it turned out she had vows, and I'm a Kodeshus. The Kol Shekein, huh? And then I would know how much more so if he found out before Nisuin. Yeah, the Mishnah tell us the biggest Chiddush, because the other one I can work out myself. So the Mishnah should have, if Shmuel is correct, the Mishnah should have told me that even when he does Nisuin without a condition, that first condition carries through. And then I would say, Kol Shekein, if he didn't do Nisuin without a condition. And I would know everything. So the Gemara says, Hachin Nami Kalmar. Yep, that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says as follows, HaMekadosh Yaseh Is Almanasha Ein Aleh Nedorim. That the words of the Mishnah are as follows. He makes Kiddushin with the condition that there's no vows. V'kansa stam. And then they did Nisuim without any conditions. V'nimtzu aleh nedorim. Is that Einu Mekudeshes? So that first part of the Mishnah, it doesn't say kansa stam there, but that's what it means. Well, the very first part of the Mishnah, which says, if it's a Mekadosh, well, the condition is no nedorim, and it turns out there are Einu Mekudeshes, that means even if kansa stam, even if they did Nisuim. It doesn't say the words, but Shmuel's saying that's the pshat, even if she didn't sue him. And then the next part of the Mishnah is a new case of Kichastam v'Kontastam, where there were no conditions in the first place. Since he didn't actually make any condition in the first place, then the marriage is chal. Because, yeah, but Teitish le b'ksuba, but she loses the ksuba. So there, that's like Shmuel says, that ksuba hu d'loy boy. She doesn't need a ksuba. She doesn't get the ksuba because it's her fault. Aber gita boy, she needs a get because there was never a condition in the first place. And that, and Shmuel agrees, if there was never a condition in the first place, then the marriage is chal. Yeah? Okay, now the Gemara asks, according to that, now let's look at the teitzeh shelebi ksuba bit. We were discussing it a little bit before. We're saying that she's married and needs a get, but she doesn't get the ksuba. So the Gemara is asking, maishna ksuba loy boy, why do we say that she doesn't get a ksuba in this case? Kansa stam. He didn't make any condition, but he found out that she has vows, and he's annoyed. So he says, you're divorced, and I'm not giving you the ksuba. Why doesn't she get the ksuba? The Omar, because a man is entitled to rightly claim, Yefshi be'ishan adonis. I don't want to have a wife who is making vows. And therefore, it's your fault that we're getting divorced, because you don't behave right. And therefore, you don't get a ksuba.
But he has the power to annul them, no?
You can't annul a marriage.
No.
To annul the vow, but he didn't hear about them. They were there before. Let's say there were vows on her before then.
He
can't annul vows before that happened before they were married. Yeah. So he says, I don't want a vowish woman, and therefore I'm not giving you a ksuba. Is he hachi? So the question goes back to the first place. If that's a valid claim that he yefshi b'ishin adronis, and that's such a valid claim that he can not have to pay the ksuba, is get namilot boy. Then why don't we go back and say, well, that means that the whole kiddushin was a mekachtos, even without a condition. Yeah, if he claims I didn't want a vowish woman, that means the whole transaction was a mistake. And even without him enunciating that, she shouldn't need a get either. It's Omar Rabba. So Rabba says, Yitaka, right, she shouldn't need a get, but she could get medivreyim. The Chachamim, it was midrabon, and they said she should get a get, because otherwise it doesn't look good. Yeah, they get married, they have a chuppah, they go home, and then 3 days later, she walks out without a get. Doesn't look good, so they say, make a get medivreyim, midrabonim. The Chenam Rav Chizda, she could get medivreyim. Rav Chizda also said, midrabonim. Rava Omar Rava says it's not midrabanan, but it's a suffix, because we don't know whether she needs a get or not. We're not sure whether it's a valid claim or not. when he says, when it was stam, he didn't make the condition clearly. Yeah, but he says afterwards, oh, I never meant that I wanted a vowish woman, and therefore I didn't want this marriage to take place. So Rava says, Tana sefuki misafkele. So the Tana is in doubt. Does that take away the marriage in the first place? Does it, yeah, because it's a mekach tos, because he didn't know, and therefore it's a mistake. Or does that not take away the marriage in the first place? So because he's in doubt, is gabi mamoina, when she wants to get money off him, lakula. Then we're lenient on him, because we know that when it comes to money, hametzi mecheveri olav araya, if she wants to get money off him, then she would have to prove that he owes her the money. And since we don't know whether she, since halachically we don't know whether he does or not, she can never prove it, and therefore he doesn't have to pay. Abragabi isura, when it comes to isurim, yeah, is she, does she need a get in order to remarry or not, is also lachumra. Then we will be strict and say that she needs a get if she wants to remarry, because we're in doubt, so we're going to go lachumra. So when it comes to money, we are lakula. What do you mean lakula by money? Lakula means that the person who was the defendant, what's it called, the opposite of the plaintiff? The claimee, yeah, he doesn't have to pay. That's being lenient on him. That's what it means. So that when he said lakula on the chumra, of course, it's a chumra on the person who wants the money. It's a kula on the person who doesn't have to pay. So that's how Rav explained. Okay, full stop. Amar Rabba. Now comes Rabban and says, the machlekes is betol shtei noshim. The machlekes is where it's two different women. Now he casts a whole new light on the Mishnah. And he says, what we're talking about here is that he said he learns pshat completely differently. He's not talking about where he did kiddushin with a condition and is suing without a condition. We're talking about two different women. He married one woman with a condition, on condition that there's no vows, and then somehow he got rid of that wife. She killed her or whatever, or divorced, whichever way it is. And then he marries a second woman without making any conditions. That's the konsistam. And she turns out to have vows, yeah? So it's two different women. Therefore what? Therefore, but he didn't say beferish his condition for the second woman. Yeah? So therefore, the marriage is chal. But he doesn't get the ksuba because we know about him that he doesn't want a vowish woman. But he didn't make a condition for the second one, and therefore the marriage is chal. That's how Rabba learns the Mishnah. As the Gemara says, one second, Rabba. Avo, yom a minute. So, and Rabba continues, Avo betoys isha achas. If it's the same woman, divrei hakol ein tzrichem en get. Everyone agrees the condition carries through, and there's no get. Yeah. So the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, whether she needs a get or not, that is only if it's a second woman involved here. If it's the first woman, even Rav will agree that the condition carries through. That's what Rabba says. As Omar Abaya says, what do you mean divrei hakol? You're saying that there wouldn't be, you would not find anybody in the world who would say that for the same woman the condition doesn't carry through and she needs a get. V'amasnisin, our Mishnah, the Tos Isha Achasi, you might learn Pshat differently, but if we read the Mishnah as read, it definitely sounds like it's talking about one woman. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that there's a second woman involved. V'kamosvinan t'yuftamine. So even if you want to learn, Pshat in the Mishnah that's talking about two, that means everybody in the yeshiva, when we asked the kasha on Shmuel, yeah, we asked the kasha on Shmuel from our Mishnah, nobody answered, oh, the Mishnah's talking about, you know, Shmuel says we're talking about there's two women. We asked the kasha on Shmuel because we said we're talking about one woman. Yeah? And with one woman, it implies that she needs a get. Yeah? If we're saying that when there's one woman, that different hakoil, if there's one woman, nobody would say, so why are we asking the kasha on Shmuel from the Mishnah? The Mishnah's not talking about that. Even though the kasha was answered, but we wouldn't have asked the question in the first place. That means, Rabbi, everybody in the world learns pshat different from you, so how can you say divrei hakol, that it's only talking about two women? And if there's one woman, it would for sure be no get. Elo says, Abaya yitmar hachi yitmar. So in the brackets, when it said, Amalei Abaya, if Abaya said it directly to Rabbi, it would be Elo Amar Rabbi, that means Rabbi would have to answer and change his tune. If it was just Amar Abaya, that means Rabbi wasn't there. So Abaya just said it, and therefore Abaya is saying that Rabba must have meant something different. Yeah, that's what that e itzmar hachi itzmar in brackets is. Yeah, so Abaya is saying that what Rabba, the way we just quoted Rabba doesn't make any sense. Therefore, if Rabba actually said something, it must have been slightly different. What did he say? Omar Rabba, machlokes is betos isha achas ke'en shtei noshim, where it's one woman, but it's similar to two women. What's that? Yeah, that means that he married her, and he divorced her, and he married her again. The same woman this time, yeah? That's when they argue. What's the logic? Because on the one hand, you could say that since he made a condition with this woman, that means he only loves her up to a point. So he's willing to marry her, but only if she doesn't have any vows on it. And we know that about him with this woman. Therefore, even when he marries the same woman a second time, yeah, that's the argument. Does it flow through or not? Does the condition he made the first time assumed on the second time as well? Avo b'ta isha achas greitzah, but if it's the same woman once, divrei hakol and etzricha mena get. Then everyone agrees that she wouldn't need a get. So that's what Rabbi learned. So now Esvei Abaye. Now Abaye asked a question on that interpretation. We have a brisa kitcha betos. If he marries a woman with a mistake, the brisa doesn't say what it means by a mistake. So we're going to discuss that in a second. Pachas mishavah pruta, or he tried to marry her by giving her less than a pruta. So he has to give her value, money. It's worth at least a pruta or the ring. You'll sometimes hear the rabbi under the chuppah asking the witnesses, "Yeah, the ring is worth a pruta," and they probably wouldn't have a clue, but they say yes anyway. Yeah. So the value of what he gives her has to be a pruta, but he gave her less than a pruta. So v'chein katan shekiddush, and similarly in the case where a child tries to marry, afal pisha shalach zivloinus le'achamikain, even though later on he sent gifts. So in the case where it was less than a shavah pruta, or a child when he grew up, he sent more gifts, and now the gifts are worth a pruta, and now the gifts are when he's an adult. But that he didn't do the shem kiddushin. That was just a gift, and therefore enam kodeshes. The marriage doesn't take effect. Shemachmas kiddushin arishonim shalach, because he's only sending those gifts, assuming he's already married from the first place. But he's not sending these gifts to shem kiddushin. But ve'im balu, if they went ahead and had intimacy, so they didn't sue in, yeah, is then kanu. Then the marriage does take effect. And Rav Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rav Shmuel loymer im balu loykanu. But he says it doesn't take effect. So we see as a machloikis. What's about whether they went through with it intimacy afterwards, whether it takes effect or not? What's that got to do with anything? He made a mistake with this woman. Yeah, and then with the same woman, he continued stam. Yeah. So do we say like the mistake carries through or not? So the machlokes is whether the mistake carries through or not. You just said if there's only one woman, everyone agrees that the condition carries through. And here we're saying that if you made a mistake, the mistake. There's a machlokes whether it carries through or not. Opligi, they argue. And what does this mistake mean? Now here's the punchline. My love, isn't the mistake tos nedorim? That he thought that there were no vows on her, and there were. And we see there's a machlokes. If he made kiddushin with a mistake, that there's, because he wanted there to be no vows and there were, then enu mekudeshes, right? Then she's not married. But then if they went ahead with nisuim, then it's a machlekes. So what are you telling me? Different hakol, the condition carries through. The machlekes tanoim even. Let alone Rav and Shmuel. You have a machlekes in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, loy. He's talking here about a toast, but he's not talking about the toast of an adorim. Toast the pachas or a pruta. He made a mistake because he thought you can marry a woman with less than a pruta. That was the mistake. So Gemara asks, what? Pachas shaver pruta behejik tanila. How can you say that it's talking about less? That's the next case. That's kitcha betos is one case, and pachas shaver pruta is the second case. So the Gemara answers, kitcha betos, pachas shaver pruta. Answers the Gemara, prushikum afarish. The second words are explaining the first. Kitcha betos, if he married her mistakenly. Kate said, what was the mistake? He thought you can marry with less than a shavah pruta, and you can't, so therefore they're not married. But then there's a machlekes if they went and didn't if they're married or not. The Maikim Iflagi, what's the basis of that machlekes? Mar Savar, Adam Yedaya, Shein Kiddushin, Tevsin, Pachas Shavah Pruta. The one who says they were koina when they did intimacy. He is saying that everyone knows that you can't marry a woman with less than a shavah pruta. So when he then did the intimacy afterwards, the gamar ubal l'shem kiddushin. So he was intending that the intimacy should make the kiddushin. So that was how, that's what, therefore in Baal Ukanu, says the Tanakama. Umar Sava then comes up Shimon ben Yehuda, and he says, ain't that a miyadeya she'en kiddushin teisim pachas shavah pruta. A general person doesn't necessarily know. He doesn't know. Don't assume he knows. He doesn't know that he can't marry with less than a shavah pruta. Yeah, if you went and took a survey in the street, you'd find lots of people who don't know that. Yeah, so he doesn't know that he can't. So he thought that the marriage took effect when he gave her a cheap custom jewelry ring that wasn't even worth a pruta. The chikabal, then later on when he did the intimacy, he wasn't doing it l'shem kiddushin. Adaita the kiddushin marishonim bal, he was doing it thinking that the marriage happened before. And therefore, it's not koine, because it's not l'shem kiddushin. Okay, we're going to have to leave it here, even though we're up to an exciting question. We'll continue tomorrow and try to get